Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God. Now I know what it feels like to be God.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash, as always. I do have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil. He will be joining us shortly. Shout out to all our listeners tuning in right now. Press 1 to go live with our special guest. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, the Industry Doctors, Twitter, the Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. Shout out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Show, 65 Connection, Leo Marketing, Star Marketing Moguls, and Via Combat. Ladies and gentlemen, we got you another great episode. Let's jump into it. Hello?
How are you?
Can you let our listeners know who you are, what you do, and how you started?
Oh yeah, my name is Jerome Burke. I'm the owner and host of the GGI radio show. I'm the owner of 101.7 WGNA, an internet radio show based out of Baltimore. Well, pretty much I got my start. I just wanted to learn how to make beats. You know what I'm saying? And I just started making beats, and then from there I started recording. Then from recording, I started booking artists for shows and stuff. And then from there, I went to photography, and now I wind up in radio. So I just evolved from one thing to another, you know what I'm saying? And that was, like, I started back in 2006, you know, doing just independent music. And now I'm doing a radio, you know, radio station. So that's pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it, you know what I'm saying? It just went, like, from thing to thing, just learning, you know.
Definitely. Hello? Why did you start? Yeah, why did you start your radio station? What was the reasoning behind it?
Oh, well, the main reason was because a lot of artists said it wasn't no support. You know, independent artists, you know, didn't have no support. So we made a platform for the independent artists only, you know what I'm saying, that we mainly just our show was playing independent artist music, you know, and reaching out and interviewing different artists from across the globe, you know, from in the United States or overseas. We have interviewed artists, independent artists, and gave them their platform.
What do you feel we need to change about the music industry as of right now in the whole?
Well, I put it like this. It's like everything changes. Everything evolves, you know what I'm saying, evolves into, you know what I'm saying, other different avenues. And we just into a metamorphosis stage of music right now. You know, and I'm a strong believer in history repeats itself and things go back, you know what I'm saying, go back. So I plan like the hip-hop or the old is coming back, but it'll probably be in a different form, though, you know. Because a lot of music now is like made just to make money. A lot of people doesn't, you know, really put no time into it. You know, saying the lyrics and the content is not too much in the music today. You know, a lot of people doesn't really listen to content. It's maybe about the beat or a catchy hook, and that's about it.
Right. So, interesting.
I
broadcasting music on that. How do you feel about that?
No, you was breaking up. I didn't hear the whole question. No, you're still breaking up, Dylan.
How do you feel about mainstream radio right now?
Mainstream radio, it's just playing. I guess the record company's just paying for it to be played, you know what I'm saying? And they just, something be played over and over again is just, you know, getting drilled in your head. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably don't even really like it, but they just hate so much. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's the only thing they playing, you know? And that's just my opinion. But then you also, too, you know, it's a different generation than me. You know what I'm saying? I got about some years that really grew up into this, and they just, that's what they into.
What are you doing different from the mainstream radio? Because you do internet radio, correct?
You said the difference between mainstream and internet radio? It's like, I think internet radio...
No, between your station and other people's station, what are you doing different? Yeah.
Well, what we do is like we put the independent artists first. It's all about the independent artists. So we really promote, you know what I'm saying, the independent artists. We give them, you know, the platform for their music to be, you know, heard and played. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, like mainstream, you know what I'm saying, if you're not known or whatever, got a buzz, they're not going to really, you know what I'm saying, deal with you. So we pretty much deal with people on all levels, you know what I'm saying, music.
Definitely. Any artist that you feel had the potential of blowing, like if you had to give any shout-outs or put us on game, you know, or let us know of, you know, some artist name you heard of that came on your platform, who would they be?
Well, not right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of good artists like out there. Like I say, Kojo, he's from Annapolis, Maryland. He does a lot of shows. He does like almost close to 200 shows a year. You know what I'm saying? He's been on a lot of, you know what I'm saying, shows and a lot of you know, venues and stuff like in different states and everything. And like I always tell him, I'm like, he like the blueprint of an independent artist, you know what I'm saying? Because I went to an event with him one time, and then he did like a mixtape in one day. He shot a video, he did two shows, and he did the interview with us, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that guy, like, he, if anybody that I show and I put my money on that's going to, like, break through in it, I put it on him.
Definitely. And when do you have coming up right now with your station or just in general?
Well, I'm in the process of bringing out like two more shows, you know what I'm saying, another podcast and a gospel show. And also, man, you were talking about a DJ show,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, to have for a DJ to, you know what I'm saying, to play on that. So, and then we got other little things that we, you know, trying to bring in the mix, but I'm just trying to like establish the shows that we have now, so when we bring other shows in, you know what I'm saying, and build the listeners up, for everybody will be, you know what I'm saying, all on the same page, you know.
Right. And with your platform that you built, do you also have a mobile app? No.
Right now, no. Right now, it's like off of 365 is where you can reach us. But we set up a link on our website where you can go to theggiradioshow.com and click the link and listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? We working on app. You know what I'm saying? If you know how we can get an app made or whatever, I'll most definitely love that information because that's what I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? So if you leave it, it's less simple for people to listen, you know, saying listening to the show.
Definitely, if anything, we will discuss this show.
Okay.
Can you let our listeners know how they can follow you on social media?
Really, not to sound cliche, but everything is the GGR Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? You can Google everything. We the GGR Radio Show Facebook. We GGR Radio Show Twitter, GGR Radio Show Instagram, and also 101.7 WGNA is the station, and you can follow us there too.
Definitely. What platform do you use the most? As far as like social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Really out of the two now is Facebook, Instagram. And I'm trying to bring Snapchat in it too, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, but we on almost every, you know what I'm saying, social media page. We almost on every, but the main traffic is Facebook and Instagram.
Definitely. Are you also on Weibo or no?
Huh?
Are you also on Weibo?
Vivo?
Have you heard about
no.
Weibo?
Yeah. No, I haven't heard about that.
It's like an overseas platform, so you should check it out. Weibo, I believe it's spelled Weibo. It's a microblog website as well. Do you also write content or anything of that nature for your website or no?
You said write content?
Yeah, do you write? Write content?
No, we haven't. We haven't really fully set the page up fully. So
like,
you know,
reviews,
we have,
you
like,
don't do it. Okay.
No, we haven't really tapped into that yet. I have a blog where I shared artists' bios and stuff like that, and you know, promo artists on a blog. But I haven't like really went into and wrote no reviews and nothing like that. That's stuff that, you know what I'm saying, I plan on, you know what I'm saying, in the future, trying to, you know, we're in the process now trying to, you know, map out new stuff that we want to bring, you know what I'm saying, to the listener.
Yeah. So let's get into the nitty-gritty a little bit. We got a lot of listeners tuning in right now where they might want to start their own station or already have their station. First, I want to ask you, if someone wants to start their own radio station, internet-wise, how would they go about doing that?
I put it like this with anything. Research first. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of sites out there. You know what I'm saying? Research first. Find a site that's suitable for you, for what you want, how you want to run your station. You know what I'm saying? On how, you know what I'm saying, you want your listeners, you know what I'm saying, if you want to just to play mainstream music, you know, licensing, you know, how many, you know, saying how many listeners you can have at the same time, like the app, like what we're saying, and you know, you just got to pretty much see what's your plan of your radio station, what you want it to be, and research it. You know, saying because there's a lot of sites out there.
Can you drop some names if you don't mind?
Well, Live 365, that's mainly what I dealt with is Live 365 because they have BMI and ASCAP. So, you know what I'm saying, they pay royalty. So if you have an artist and their music is registered and stuff, it goes, you know, account to that, you know, the points and stuff for their royalties and stuff. And pretty much they're the only station out there I have found that does that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I deal with them because that's a incentive that I can – give to the artist whose music is played on my show and that, you know, on me on my station that, you know, they will get their royalties, you know what I'm saying, if their music is registered, you know. I think that's a real big plus. A license that you ain't got to worry about going to get is already licensed through them.
Definitely. Is there anything that you feel annoys you when artists contact to be on your platform? Is there anything that bothers you? Like, is there anything that bothers you? I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The main thing that bothers me as far as dealing with the radio stations and the shows is when artists doesn't follow direction. When they send
you
music and it's not labeled correctly, it's not in the right format. You know what I'm saying? You say, send me a label MP3 in a bio, and they send you a link to a SoundCloud or a Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. And that really just frustrates me because it's like you're not following directions. And then if your music is registered and everything, it's not going to get counted because it's not properly labeled. and also too, the proper not being properly labeled doesn't even make, you know what I'm saying, your station, as you being a station owner and running the station, it doesn't make you look professional, because people may want to know the title of the song, but the artist didn't send it in the correct form, and they can't even read the name of the song. I had that problem this morning. It was like, so I like the music, but it wasn't labeled correctly. So I don't have no clue on who the artist was. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's little things like that.
Like, can you just give us an example just for, like, kicks and giggles? Because, you know, we get a lot of submissions, too, and it's like, Revision 5 or REV 7, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What is some example that you get?
Well, I done got some of them that was just all numbers. Like, one this morning was all numbers.
Yeah.
Or they say track one, you know what I'm saying? Or they say track one, or some of them may be the program that it was recorded on. It might say Personas, or it might say, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, that's it. It just takes simple as right clicking and going to the properties and putting the correct information in there. You know what I'm saying? It's simple as that. You know what I'm saying? If people out there listening don't know, that's all you have to do. You have to go to properties, right click, and you just fill the information in. And that's the metadata that goes along with your track. And wherever it's uploaded in, that information will pop up. You know what I'm saying? So that's like back in the day when you used to do a book report and then turn it in without no name on it. You know?
Yes. Yes, it was like the funniest thing when you were in school. We don't know who this is, and it happened. It's so funny because it happens in college, it happens in high school, it happens in middle school, elementary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so hilarious.
Yeah, and that's the main thing that really gets me. It's like it shows who's serious about their craft and who's not. At the end of the day, because when you send it out,
go ahead.
Yes. So when you sending out your music, you should make sure everybody gets all the proper information and everything, because you sending that out, the way you send it out is a representation of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it speaks volumes when you, you know, do things professionally in the way they're supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? And people really take that in consideration whether they want to deal with you or not. You know, it might be, you know, saying somebody, you know, might was looking to sign an artist or wanted to have information about this artist, and it's like, yo, they didn't send in the proper information. You know, like today, it really tripped me out. I really like the song, but I don't know who sent the song because they didn't put the proper information in there.
Right. How can people get on your platform? What is the process or requirements?
Well, the process is like you can email us, and well, we doing now where we have a price list for packages for your music to be spun on the radio. So when you inquire about you want your music, we will send you the package. I mean, send you the price list and the package, and then you decide on which one that you want, and then we go from there.
Definitely. Do you have anything else you want to say before we head out?
I just want to say, man, I thank you for, you know what I'm saying, for giving me this opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, to be on your show and to, you know what I'm saying, to expose myself to your listeners and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and talk about, you know, radio and everything. Like that, I just appreciate it because, you know, it's been a long time since we've been knowing each other, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, dealing with each other and networking. And for you to reach out for me, you reach out and give me this chance on here, I really appreciate that.
Definitely, you know how we do. You know, it's all about reaching, teaching, and elevating each other. It's basically the method that I call with Dr. Phil, the ladder. Okay, so we build the ladder for all of us to climb. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're just building this ladder for all of us to climb. The ladder isn't fully built yet. You know, we're building it. so everybody can climb up. And depending on how far they want to climb, if they want to climb up the sky or, you know, past the sky, well, that's their choice, you know. We just got to build it. If we build it, then everybody will come. That's how we do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, just the whole ladder, man. Just the ladder, man. We're not pulling nobody down, you know. We're just trying to help elevate each other. So, you know, just get to another level because there's levels in life, you know, as you know. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you coming on. No problem. And there you have it, folks. Another great episode wrapped up. Don't forget to follow DGI Radio and submit your music. Don't forget to be consistent, persistent, and keep fighting and following to get to your dreams. And you just got your dose.